This is Byline on WFPL, and on a much lighter note, we're going to turn to sports, specifically college football, and the battle for the Governor's Cup coming up this Sunday here in Louisville. U of L and UK football teams meet for the 25th time. They'll play it at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium here in Louisville. U of L won last year's game in Lexington, and last I heard, Eric can clear this up, is about a two-touchdown favorite to beat the Wildcats this year. And joining us for a preview is WDRB's Eric Crawford. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
We haven't talked to you since you switched employers. So
that's right.
At the Courier Journal. Now you're at WDRB with your colleague Rick Bozich, also formerly of the Courier. Things appear to be going well.
Yeah, we're really enjoying it. Just like about two blocks away, but a world away, world of difference. But we're getting used to the video and all of the stuff that we're doing, and we're enjoying it.
We're glad to have you here again. Well, 2 years ago, we were marking the arrival of two up-and-coming coaches at U of L and UK. Charlie Strong came to Louisville, of course, from Florida, where he'd been a defensive coordinator. Joker Phillips, a familiar name in Lexington, former Wildcat player, offensive coordinator, and coach-in-waiting under Rich Brooks. Well, the two programs haven't exactly taken a parallel paths. The Cards have climbed back into the AP Top 25 preseason poll, and I guess it's safe to say, Eric, that Joker Phillips is on the hot seat this year.
I believe that is safe to say, and the biggest indicator has been the fan response, at which season ticket sales are down around the 20% range, and it's just not, you know, a lot of people are voting, and voting by staying away, and he really needs to make something good happen. It's a huge opportunity for him come Sunday. If they could win, he could win some people back, I think.
He points to the last game of last season, Tennessee. Kentucky beat Tennessee for the first time, I guess, in 26 seasons. He's hoping to get some momentum from that as well.
He is. It just doesn't seem like that there's been much generated, and that's surprising because it was such a long streak, but it doesn't seem to have had the kind of legs, coattails, whatever you want to call it. The momentum doesn't seem to transfer.
On the other side, Charlie Strong has taken the Cardinals to two straight bowl games and ranking 25th in the preseason AP poll, but he's really downplaying the preseason hype.
He is, and I think he knows. He's been around championship, big-time level Division I A football teams, and this isn't one, but this is a much better team than it's been the last several years. He's recruited well, and he's got some young talent that could be very good. It's just still very young.
The big name that comes up, of course, Teddy Bridgewater, sophomore quarterback. He didn't start last year's UK game, did he?
No, but he came in midway through. Will Stein got hurt during the game. It was kind of Teddy's coming out party. He threw for a touchdown, led them to victory in a game they hadn't won in 4 years, and it was about as great a debut as you could ask for, and he's solid. He's the real deal.
He's put on a lot of weight since last season, and he appears to be much improved.
20 pounds heavier, and the bigger thing with him is that they were just getting him ready game to game last year, and they had the whole summer to kind of teach him football and teach him the offense that he's going to be running. They say he's much better mentally. He's much better at finding the right receivers and calling the right protections and that side of the game.
Joker Phillips has decided on a starting quarterback, at least for this game, from his squad. I think he had several to choose from, and he's gone with Maxwell Smith.
Maxwell Smith, in very much the same way that Bridgewater did, was thrown into the fire as a freshman and played pretty well against the level of competition that he was asked to play against. And what he does well is the quick recognition. I think his predecessor, Morgan Newton, took too long to get rid of the ball, took a lot of sacks. They think Maxwell Smith is a much quicker study, can keep the offense moving, can keep the rhythm going, and he was able to do that at times last year as a freshman.
So let's talk about the game. Two touchdown favorite.
13 points.
13 points.
13
okay.
point favorite. Yeah.
So what does UK need to do to pull out a victory?
Well, they need to hope that their defensive line is as good as they hope it is, and they need to have some success. They need to make some big plays, and maybe they get some help from the weather. You know, they're talking about steady rain throughout this game. That always kind of throws a little uncertainty into the mix. But they need to find somebody out there who can deliver some big plays for them offensively and hope their defense is as good as it is, cause some turnovers.
What kind of surface they play on at Papa John's?
It's a field turf, artificial surface, so they won't be slogging around out there in the mud. It's a pretty good surface to play on. I think it drains pretty well, so I don't think that'll be a problem, but wind and other issues and really just holding on to the football. We were told that Kentucky was actually practicing with wet footballs already this week to get ready for that.
Let's look ahead for U of L to the rest of the season. They've been overwhelmingly picked to win the Big East title outright.
They have, and that's an interesting case because if you look at it game by game, they're not overwhelming favorites against every team they play, and yet they're the one team in the league that probably could be favored in every game. So they don't have a huge margin, even though they were, as you said, all but a few votes went to them to win the Big East. it's still pretty even. They still have face a lot of games that are going to be close and tight, and a lot of things have to go right, but they've got a great shot at going back to a BCS bowl, which would be huge in the bigger picture for this program.
Kentucky, of course, playing in the always tough Southeastern Conference. I mean, is there any chance they could log six victories and get back into a bowl game?
I guess there's a chance. It would have to start Sunday, and that would have to be one of the victories. But it's tough. And the big problem with Kentucky is depth. They've got a lot of good young players. They've been recruiting well. I just don't know if they're ready for that. I was noticing they have two great defensive tackles that play on the interior of the defensive line, and their average weight is 323, and they're really good players. And their backup's average weight is like 265. That's a lot of weight to give up when you go from first string to second string. It's that kind of problem that hurts you against SEC competition.
Before we get out of here, I don't want to get yelled at for not bringing up the Indiana Hoosiers. I don't know how much you've been covering, but how are they looking?
They're going to be good offensively. Kevin Wilson is a great offensive coach, and they're going to be exciting to watch. And they'll be better than they were a year ago. Maybe they'll win a game in conference, but they're still a long way from where they need to be. My analogy was that last year, if they're climbing a mountain, last year they didn't really leave base camp. They were still acclimating, so maybe they climb a little bit this year. And they're committed to him for a long haul. He's not looking over his shoulder or anything, so he just needs to keep doing what he does, and I think that they'll get better, but it'll be slow progress.
Any other big stories in the world? We've got about a minute left. In the world of college football that you're watching this year?
Well, you know, we're going to watch Western Kentucky this year. Yeah. They've got a good chance, and they really think they've got a chance to come into Commonwealth Stadium in the third game of the season and take a shot at Kentucky. They were close to beating them a year ago in Nashville. So they bear watching, and they've got a chance to go to a bowl, and they've got really good things going on, even with their basketball down there. So we should not forget the Hilltoppers, because they're on the move here in a couple of sports.
And very quickly, the new college football playoff system has been approved, but it's not in effect this year.
It's 2 years away, so they're still under the old system the next 2 years, and it's very important for U of L to make the most of their postseason get to BCS games in these next 2 years when they have a guaranteed slot.
Eric Crawford with WDRB Television and WDRB.com. We'll be watching for your coverage of the UK U of L game this Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.